Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Oh, yeah. This is Kalen Patterson. P4P Real Talk Midwest. Muscle in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete, you're looking for a solid foundation to stand on. Even if it's on your tiptoes, it does not matter. Do it anyway. And a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream. How was that?
Dipped in cookies. Dipped in cookies. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, my mother, oh, watch out your mouth and let's just
watch it.
Oh,
Lord
like
have
it.
Mercy. If you can't feel the energy coming through that, Kalen Patterson almost lost himself for a moment, then you just don't know what kind of show we have in store for you tonight. Oh, thank goodness. Praise the Lord for miracles. Kalen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling alter ego extremely good, let me tell you.
Very good, very good. All right, so we're going to keep this pre-show banner short because we do have a really exciting show tonight. We've got JB, Joseph Bolton, and Joe Manning, two of the threesome from P4P Muscle. They are coming on tonight with all kinds of mic drops, so I can't give too much away. But before we get that far, just to touch base real quick, last week's show, just to make sure we have everyone on the same page, we, meaning Kalen Patterson and I, are pro card. So much pro card that we want to fight for and maintain the integrity of what it means to earn a pro card. So if you're a little bit confused by our statements last week, just please know that's where we stand. Kalen, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, honestly, yes, because, like, if we weren't speaking in a negative fashion, and I hope no one felt that way, but you don't water down anything and expect it to not become diluted or effective, and that was the biggest thing we were promoting, is that, you know, if the person earns a pro card, God bless them, but they shouldn't be given out willy-nilly just to, you know, keep a show going, and that was the biggest thing we were trying to stress. And maybe our wording, maybe the timing, I'm not sure, but people just took it. That's not everyone, but some people were really taken aback by it. And I hope now that they can understand that we had nothing against an actual pro card. It has to be earned. I agree. And that was the emphasis on it.
All right. Awesome. So with that said, enough said. Kalen, why don't you set us up for tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen. Children of all ages, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you alter ego Black Raspberry extremely ready? Well, you should be, because now we got some mic drops. Hey, let's go back to the Fugees. Can we do that? How many mics can we rip up on them daily? Many money.
Ooh.
He said many, many, many. JB, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, this is JB. I'm glad to be here tonight on this famous show made by Desiree and Kalen. I'm very happy to be on here and very excited, man. And so excited that I had to bring Joe Manning on here just to keep things on point, because if it was just me and Kalen, man, this thing might be 2 hours. So I'm glad that my man, my brother, my business partner, I've known him for over 25 years. Beyond, you know, the sport, and we met
beyond
through this sport. Actually, we met through this bodybuilding sport. So it's amazing that it's actually cosmic that we're here at this point right now. So I will hand it over. I will let Joe start it off, introduce himself, and start it off, and then I'll just chime in.
Thanks, yep. JB. If my voice cuts out, I'll apologize for that first. I've had a pretty rough couple of days, just a little under the weather, but I'm excited for this. I'm glad I can be part of this. And my name is Joe Manning. I'm one of the co-founders of P4P Muscle, along with JB and Chad. And we're excited about a show, an event that we're going to be putting on in 2018. There's been quite a bit of response already just from initial conversations and initial promotion. And we're here to answer some questions tonight. We're here to give out some information. And we're in the very early stages of this. It's still almost 16 months away. So we'll answer anything we can. And if something's still in development or planning, then, you know, we'll definitely be back on this show again in the future. And we'll be definitely telling more of the story through some additional mic drops. You bet. Of course, we will. Okay.
Awesome. So, Joe, before we get to some questions, because we do have some initial ones, but for any of our listeners who may not have been following social media, which I would be surprised if they haven't heard about it, but if they haven't, why don't you go ahead and set up for them what this opportunity is, when and where, all of that good stuff.
Sure. So our show is going to be an NGA-sanctioned natural bodybuilding show. It's going to happen on August 11th, 2018. The location will be Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino and Resort. And
wait. What was the
venue.
Name?
The Ho-Chunk Casino. Oh, the name of the show? I'm sorry. NGA Pro-Am P4P Undefeated Natural Bodybuilding Championship.
I don't want anybody thinking the name of the show is the Ho-Chunk.
That's right. So that's just the venue.
Place.
Yeah. P4P Undefeated is the name of the show. It's going to have quite a bit of different features to it, production-wise. It's going to have a different level of entertainment and engagement for the audience. So I'm sure as we get through the questions, I'll be able to explain that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, the P4P Undefeated, the name came from to where – we just basically, it's a mindset to where, you know, you always feel that, you know, you're undefeated. Even when you have some challenges and you lose or whatever it may be and whatnot, the mindset is to never quit, to never give up, to keep going, never feel defeated, which would make you undefeated. And that's the basis where we came with there. And then the phrase of dropping mics, that actually just came out the blue, man. We were sitting there setting this whole show up, and we wanted the show to be different from anything else out there. This thing has been a vision, and this is just the start of it. There's more to it. But this has been a vision since P4P has started as a supplement company. Which I would like to add, we're probably the rare only supplement company that is actually promoting a show, a drug free show, ever.
Yep.
That bad boy.
Ever.
and
I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad you bring that up because I wanted to get to which I think this is a mic drop of, you know, why is this, you know, so original. I mean, someone could think, well, this is another promoter and just another show, but really that in and of itself is, you know, is groundbreaking, I guess, for the natural industry at this point.
Yes, it is. You know, we sort of set ourselves up for this show. We put a numerous amount of years and dedication into supporting the drug-free athlete from, you know, you name it. There's a lot of different things. There's things that people are continuing to do that we started and whatnot, that we went across the country and met, you know, hundreds and hundreds of athletes. And it gave us a chance also to, you know, see of the things that do work in a lot of shows and the things that don't work and what we wanted to do ourselves to make our show unique. So this show has been in, you know, 3 years or a little bit longer in the works of being put together. Now we're actually getting the details now, but the actual vision of the show has been in work since we started P4P. And this sort of will, you know, like I tell a lot of athletes that, you know, we sponsor, we are more than a supplement company. When we say we support the drug-free athlete, they ain't just a phrase that people like to say. We actually put up and do things that is not done. That is a prime example of what we do. And I think as we go along, and everybody see the mic drops and all the different things that we're doing, that will be so out the box that you'll never ever see this before. Not even in the NPC and IFBB. You won't see this stuff that we're presenting. It's epic. The style of the show, the ambient, everything is just out, you know, out this world. And I'm very proud. I mean, we're in the beginning stages. There's a lot of work to do, but so far, you know, you have something when. You can sit across the table from your partner and you guys are just staring at each other in silence, that, you know, this thing is ridiculous. So, this is a start, but in the immortal words of Tupac Shakur, don't just bob to the beat, peep the game. Okay, so don't just look at the stuff that we're putting out there. The game, a lot of people talk, but we're doing some real action. So, you know, peep the game.
All right. Well, we're going to peep this game because we've got several listener questions that are already coming in. So before we get too far down the road with some of the mic drops that are coming tonight, and I understand we're not going to get all of them, so listener land,
no,
just
we're
know
gonna do,
we're only going to get a
stages.
Taste tonight.
We're
going
to do them.
Either.
Yeah,
Yep. So, Joe, question for you. First question is from Brenda, and she wants to know, why did P4P choose NGA as the sanctioning organization?
That's a great question. I knew that one was coming for sure. We actually spent the last almost 4 years traveling the country. We've gotten to know a lot of the people that run different organizations, a lot of the top promoters, a lot of the athletes, a lot of the people that go to shows. And it's given us a pretty unique position, I think, to make these decisions. And really what it boiled down to is we do personally like Andy a lot. We think he's done a lot for the sport over a really long period of time. And he's also very easy to work with. He's 100% dedicated to natural bodybuilding, very easy to get a hold of and have conversations with. So I trust and respect Andy Bacinto to the nth degree. And that helped drive that decision, but also they have not limited us in our creativity with what we want to do as far as production value of the show.
That is big.
Or even how we would like to pay and compensate the pro athletes. So that was a big driver as well. Not going to name any names. That's not the time or the place for that. But, you know, there's certain places where there was some rigid rules that don't necessarily follow the P4P vision of what we're trying to accomplish with the show. So there was certainly plenty of organizations that we continue to support, and we're going to continue to support, that do some amazing things for natural bodybuilding. It just wasn't necessarily the perfect fit for what we're trying to do with this show. So
right.
I hope
but we are still supporter of, we have always been neutral when it comes to the athlete. So, you know, we support drug-free bodybuilder and fitness athletes always, no matter what federation they are from, what they are doing, and stuff like that. They're drug-free. We are in support of them, it doesn't matter that we're part of NGA. And that was, you know, a really big kicker for us when Andy did let us be free to do what we want to do. To really, you know, raise the bar and stuff like that. So, you know, I would like to thank Andy, and I appreciate him. And this is no knock on anyone else. You know, I would like to say there's many, many phenomenal organization. Without those organizations, there would not be drug-free bodybuilding as a whole. But it was just more of a preference of what we're trying to do that it just fit.
And that's actually a pretty good segue to the next question that we have, because John was wondering if P for P solely with NGA now, and are the P4P competitors locked in with that organization? But that doesn't sound like that's the case.
100% not the case. P4P is going to remain completely neutral with our athletes and with any athlete out there. And we're actually going to continue to support other shows, whether it's NGA or any other organization. You'll see us all summer long continuing to support and sponsor other shows from other organizations. We view this as one big family, you know.
Oh,
and over the last 3.5 years, we have sponsored over 70 shows, and that'll continue. We're still here to support the whole sport.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Another question that we've got coming in, and Joe, we'll start with you, and then JB can chime in if he would like, is how does promoting change the P4P dynamic as a supplement company?
I don't think it changes anything. You know, definitely, I'm sure over the course of time as we promote the show, overall exposure of the P4P brand will increase. So I see them as something that works very well hand in hand together. But I expect next to nothing to change. We are going to put quite a bit of time and effort into this show, make sure that it, you know, comes across the way that it should. But I don't expect any changes as far as our strategy within the supplement world.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, we still are going to our supplements are going to be the same. You know, same manufacturing ingredients, everything will stay the same on that. If anything, this will enhance it, and it'll go hand in hand. What's really cool about us being promoters is that this isn't our main job, our main income. So, like, you know, what that gives us is a little bit leeway to really let loose a little bit. And on this show, so I mean, my thing I agree with Joe. Nothing will change. P4P supplements will stay the same.
Ready or not, here I come.
You can't. I mean, it's that kind of feel right now. You guys are just blowing it out the water right now, and I'm loving every bit of it. And my goodness, we haven't even got to the mic drop that we talked about. So this is, like Des was saying, this is some groundbreaking stuff, whether you truly understand how big what you're doing, because you're not being pushed into anything. You're basically coming in with both feet in a solid foundation, and there is no wavering when that happens. So basically what you're saying is you spoke the terms of what you wanted the show to be, and not like a demand, but saying, all right, are you guys on board, or, you know, do we have to go somewhere else? And that's a big difference. That's a big change.
And, you know, the thing about it is the stuff that we're laying out there is pretty bold, it's pretty out the box. It takes someone who has some vision about them that can, you know, hear some of this stuff and not be shaken a little bit. You know, our goal with this show is the same thing like with our supplements and stuff like that. The first question we ask is how can we, you know, make this, you know, phenomenal for the athlete? How can we make this, you know, our goal is the, you know, add to this sport, to, you know, set the bar, to take it to another level and stuff like that. Not saying that what's out there now isn't working, but we have a vision where you're just like everyone else that, you know, are doing their thing, where I want this sport to be. You know, this thing about, you know, hey, we do it for the love of it, not for money or any accolades and everything like that. That's cool. That's cool, you know, and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people who get, you know, accolades and either money or whatever deal it is and whatnot, and they love their sport. Just because, you know, you love your sport doesn't mean that we have to be, you know, hidden in the shadows, or, you know, that we have to be at the, you know, like not recognized as a legit sport, legit organizations and whatnot, legit athletes and stuff like that. It's not really about the money. It's about the respect. And the thing is that, you know, I want us to be bigger, better, stronger. And the only way we're going to do that is we're going to have visionaries. And I'm not, you know, and I told Kayla this a long time ago. I have no input whatsoever on this podcast, but I started this podcast. But I have no input on this. So the goal of PvP is to create a bigger platform for drug-free athletes and to raise the bar, to bring us into the light, you would say, more so, and let other people see how wonderful this sport is, that, you know, that changed a lot of people's lives and stuff like that. So, you know, our goal is to, you know, and in any sport, anything, there's evolution. You know, things have to change or they disappear. So, you know, to get better, you know, and not, you know, change for the worse, but change for the better. So, you know, the things that we're going to do, some people might say, man, that's crazy. That's wild and stuff like that. But, you know, they said that about a lot of things that motor vehicles, too, when we went from the horse and buggy. So my thing is that, you know, sometimes our view where we are right now isn't the correct perspective and whatnot. You know, that's why you should be open to new things and stuff like that and see where it can go.
I mean, and I just want to throw in, I don't know if our listeners truly appreciate what a good time it is right now to be in natural bodybuilding, just because of the way that the promoters are pushing themselves and challenging themselves to bring bigger and better opportunities for the athletes. I mean, yes, you hear us talk about challenges and issues that's within the sport on this show, but it's a really good time because there's just a lot of exciting things going on. And I've said this before on social media, I just get a kick out of every time I see a promoter posting about something new or different that they're doing, because then the next promoter is watching them like, oh my gosh, I can top that.
Right.
How am I going to top that? And that's the game that's going on right now. And that just means more exciting things for athletes. So it's just a good time, especially in the Midwest. Midwest.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Lee Anderson. There's Brian McCabe. There's a lot of new blood that is coming in and shaking things up a little bit and creating energy and stuff like that. I mean, Leaf, man, I have conversation with Leaf probably like 3-4 times a week and stuff like that. And he's probably the only dude that I can – I mean, even Joe and Chad can only take so much of – my vision sometimes. And Leaf is really good when every time I tell him an idea that I have, he is just loving it, dude. And that's what we need more of. We need, you know, we're in opposite federations, but we are all about helping each other, and we're all about vision for this sport and stuff like that, and doing more for it, and, you know, and having, you know, same thing with Jack. Jack's doing a NGA show in June here in Madison.
Stretch your body.
You know. hear me what I'm saying right now, that in the past and back in the day, that normally doesn't happen.
No.
In the past, you know, if I was sitting here promoting a show, I wouldn't be sitting there talking about Lee. I wouldn't be sitting here talking about Brian McKay and stuff like that. But they have phenomenal shows, and they're pushing the bar. Leaf, it just came on the scene and just snapped and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, and here's the thing. He's snapping and he's going up, but that's the first dude that will sit there and put his hand out and try to help me and say, man, if you need me to push, if you need me to mop the floors, I'm there for you, brother. And that's real. And stuff like that, man, we need more of. We need that type of new blood where, you know, we get the animosity out, man. Let's focus on growing this sport. There's enough shine for everybody.
Yep. Amen to that. So I'm going to take a little bit of that shine, though, and turn it back over to Joe over here, because we had a couple more specifics about your show, about Undefeated.
Yeah.
Wants to know if this is an annual event or if it's a one and done, and Jill wants to know if the venue is actually inside the casino.
Yes. Okay. Good question. This is just the first ever. So this the one that's coming up in 2018 is the first ever, and P4P has plans to continue. So just consider it the first ever show. And is it actually in the casino? The answer is yes. So basically the convention center, it's the Upper Del Ballroom where it's actually going to be held, which is adjacent to the casino. So Upper Del Ballroom is it's a beautiful venue. World-class acts end up doing shows at this venue. It will hold 1,200 people, and we have intentions to fill it to the brim. So it's going to be an exciting event, this is the first ever.
If you sign up on our kiosk, which that's another mic drop. No one's doing that.
All right. So you got to do it justice.
You have to sign up as a mic drop. If you sign up on our kiosk, you'll get clips. You're going to get clips of the building of the whole entire show throughout the year. So you're going to get all the behind the scenes, like us, our meetings with our production company, when the stage is being built. You know, there's some things that we haven't let out, you know, the MMA cage that is going to be on the stage, the 30-foot catwalk that going into the middle of the crowd. You're going to get behind the scenes clips on all that stuff. The making of, just like the making of Star Wars, you're going to get the making of P4P Undefeated all the way to the show, which has never been done before.
All right. So we have to back this up because you just like rolled all this stuff out here
back
and
we're
trying to catch up with you. Back it up. So
you
better back that bus on up. So what is the kiosk?
Like,
where do you find the kiosk? You got to let people know. They're all thinking, kiosk. Where's the kiosk? How do I sign up for the kiosk?
That's what you would call a mini mic drop. So I didn't really think
about that
being a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
That,
no one else has got a kiosk, dude.
Okay.
No, not like this.
I'll explain about the kiosk. And this, actually, I give credit to Joe Manning because he came up with this. He came up with the idea of this. So he called it, which this has never been done before. I never heard it. I was just talking to Chad the other day. I never heard of this. But Joe called it pre-registration. So there's a pre-registration that if you sign up on our kiosk, and I think we're going to put something up, right, Joe, on the website, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put it out. The same thing that's on the kiosk, you'll be able to get other spots, too, eventually.
Okay. So if you sign up on, you know, the kiosk is going to be at events that P4P are going to be at. So we're going to have that next to our booth, and you can walk up to it, and it'll ask you certain questions and stuff like that, things like, you know, what you compete in, what category you compete in, You know, if you go to P for P undefeated, how many people would you bring with? And what type of what's more important to you, the prize money or the trophies, things of that nature. It'll be not a lot of questions, but maybe what is it, Joe? Like 7 questions or something like that.
7 total. Yep, 7.
Yeah,
including
so
your name.
7 questions, and then what you will get for that is Joe called it the pre-registration. So what happens is that you will get a personal invitation from P4P to our show, and then you will also for pre-registering, you will get a free drug test. You get a free drug test if you pre-register, and then also you get clips of the building of P4P Undefeated the entire year. So you'll see everything. You'll see this being built. It'll feel like you are there.
Wow.
Man.
Mic drop.
That's some big stuff. Yeah, that's not a mini mic drop. That's a full, legit, grown-up size mic drop.
Have you ever heard that before, Kaylin? Have you ever heard that before, Kaylin?
Never.
So,
no, never.
A while back on social media, I put out that we run a business. So we're not going to sit there and wait for people to come to us. We're gonna be aggressive, and we're gonna go out to the people, and that's how P4P always done.
Coming to the people.
And this is another revolutionary. This is revolutionary. There has never been a kiosk or somewhere where we're that aggressively where we're going after, and you're gonna get a personal invitation from P4P Muscle to our show, and on top of that. You're gonna get a free drug test for. Where are you getting that at?
Right.
So,
wow.
And then here's the thing: we're actually putting our show together. So we're actually like brainstorming our show. We're not just like putting a show together last minute. We're actually like brainstorming, putting like storyboarding. And putting our show together like if you put on a theater show. And that's the way you can see clips of everything that is going to be done along the way because we are putting that type of mind frame into this show. And we'll do all our shows like that.
Well, JB.
Yeah.
Can we go back? JB,
can we
go back?
Yeah, we
can go back.
All right, Kaylin, we're back. We're back, buddy. We're back.
Something like this. Hit it 2 years ago. And Joe had an idea for a natural show. Now, look here. You guys are dropping stuff left and right. We got to start. Start queuing Mic Drop 1 and let's get this going because these listeners are they're trying to press.
All right. So I think we queued Mic Drop 1 with the kiosk, but I think he queued Mic Drop 2 with catwalks out into the audience. And did I hear suspended and what? What?
Okay.
That's not really
a mic drop. We don't consider that a mic. Well, Joe said there's about 23 mic drops. So I guess, Joe, you consider that a mic drop?
Is this a mic drop?
It's coming later. Do you want me to go over the first
nice.
Mic drop that we
it's
put out?
All right.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, let's just go. Let's get to the first legit mic drop. Well, I still count the kiosk as a legit one. So let's get to number 2.
Right?
What's the number 2?
Is that
mic
3
drop?
Mic drop?
Sure.
Nope, this is
so,
just 2. This is 2.
Yeah. The first one that we announced on social media so far was something that we came up with a long time ago for a way to treat the overall champions in the pro divisions. There's a lot we're going to do for them, and those details will come forth. But the thing that we put out immediately was that if a pro athlete comes and wins their overall title at P4P Undefeated on August 11th, 2018, then the following year when they come to defend that title, we're going to do a full ride sponsorship for them. We think it should be
nice.
Like it is in we think it should be like it is in other sports. So if you think of, you know, the undisputed boxing champions or mixed martial arts or any of those kind of sports, there's a certain level of respect that goes with that title. And we want to provide that. And, you know, what we mean by full ride is literally full ride. There's travel allowance. There's hotel stay. We're going to pay for the organization card. We're going to pay for the entry fee. We're going to pay for the drug testing. We're going to pay for all of it so that when they come, defend the title, and win a second time, they're actually going to pocket all of the cash that they win. So we just want to do something different. And, you know, we were the first to announce something like that. And I hope people appreciate that because we're going to really try to, you know, continue to support these champions the way they should be.
All right. There's more to that. There's more to that.
There's more.
We can't divulge. Yeah, we're going to do more for them. But, you know, I mean, I guess I can say some of it because we're going to do it. But, you know, the whole thing with this is I think I had this conversation with you, Kaylin. I also had this conversation with Leif Anderson one time. And I said, man, you know, I just don't understand, you know, and I think I had this with Cleveland Thomas, too, a respected, you know, a billion-time champion and whatnot. So, but my thing is like, I never, and this is not a knock on anybody and stuff like that. Like I said, this is just us trying to grow as a sport. And I just did not understand how if you had an overall champion of your show that the next year I had been to a lot of shows to where those overall champions basically blend in with everybody. Like it was almost like they didn't win after that night. It's all hype that night. But then after that night, it seemed like it's like, you know, okay, it's over with. And I'm not saying that they're not showing them respect or anything like that. But I remember when I won my overall championship, man, and this is from experience. And when it was over with, I was sort of like, it was sort of weird, you know, I was like, okay, what's next, you know? And my thing is, you know, we just wanted to do something special. When you are an overall champion at P4P Undefeated, you would be treated like one. You will when you come in there, not only are we going to give you a full ride, but when you come in there, we will have special seating for those athletes. They will be introduced before the show even starts. And we will have them speak to all the contestants that are doing it. So we want to make sure that there's some history to this, and that
yes.
people understand that you know this dude is the overall champ. And you know what, like Ric Flair, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. But you know you
got
to treat this dude like he's the man. And if you win our show, you are the man or woman and stuff like that, and you will be treated as such.
Yes.
And that's led us to doing this free ride. This has never been done before. There will be people who will try to copy it and stuff like that, but we are the first. It will never be done. They don't even do that. They don't even do that in the NPC, IFBB. And stuff like that, unless you're Jay Cutler or on that level. And usually it's from their sponsors and stuff like that. This is from the show. And so my thing is that, you know, we want to be the first to do that, and we want all our champions to feel like they're champions. We want all our champions that it matters. It matters. You won this. You worked hard for this, and it matters. And we don't want it to end just on that night. We want it to, for that entire year, you are the mayor to the city.
JB.
Yeah.
Did you recognize that beat I was doing when you told me to hold on?
I know what you do. I thought you over there beat bopping over there. I didn't know what you
do. No. I was doing the hot stepper. Because when you say they're going to be stepped out, that's what I was doing. That's the hot stepper.
You crazy, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, so, fellas. Do we have another mic drop
on
this?
That's our original mic drop. To me, the kiosk stuff is more of of us going to get that, going promoting the show and getting the athletes and doing things of that nature. But the serious mic drop was to me that where the overall champions are going. Man, they're going to get a full ride. Man, I'm talking about. Airplane allowance, free hotel, photography for free, free ticket, registration, drug test, membership, the whole. I mean, where are you getting that at? I mean,
wow,
that's ridiculous. You know, and we're going to do that for our champions and stuff like that. We want to do that, you know. Our goal is to have some to set the bar.
Well, you said it.
I was about to say.
Goal crush. You got it.
Well done.
Nice job.
Nice job. There we go.
Yeah,
next.
So,
all right.
I mean,
what's the next mic
drop?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Now, look. Now, check this out. I can tell you a little bit about this, and you'll see clips of it on the, you know, if you sign up on the website on the kiosk. But the state, you know, we got to still put it together, so it's all raw. But, dude, it's going to be the stage is going to be surrounded by MMA cage. And there are going to be 2 30-foot catwalks going into the crowd, like into the crowd. I mean, it is. And then there's going to be a live DJ you know how they play your music when you do your posing routine? That DJ right on the stage is going to be doing that. This is like some sick stuff going on. And that's where I was like, you know, me and Joe was just looking at each other in silence, like, this is ridiculous. So it's going to be there's going to be an MC, and then we're going to have a hype man. And I mean, there's going to be ring girls to this. I mean, dude, there's a whole lot of that going on with this. And Joe, is that a mic drop just telling them about that stuff?
It's coming. There'll be more details later.
Wow. Yeah, there's more details later.
So that's the mini mic drop. And he's so reserved about it all. All of this is
brand new,
you know. Never heard anything like this before. But he's like, it gets better. Just hold on. It gets better.
That's Joe Manning.
That's
Joe Cool Joe.
Joe Cool.
Joe Cool.
That's right.
JB and JC. Up in here.
All right, so you keep referencing this website and kiosk and whatnot. So when, and I know everything's fluid, everything's happening now, but when will the website be available, all that good stuff?
Give us about 2 weeks, and you'll see on our website, p4pmuscle.com, some information for the show. We already have it set, like, a lot of the stuff we're trying to get details done and complete early. So you'll see hotel booking information, all kinds of stuff that's done up front. That'll be on our website within about 2 weeks. And then the kiosk is coming with us. It's basically going to be at the Divas Classic next on May 5th that weekend. And then we've got several shows throughout summer, including in Minnesota, IFPA North American, Aaron Callister show, and then June 24th, the NGA USA Championships in Madison. Those will be some live chances. Meet us, sign up, ask questions about it, and then we'll actually be taking that survey that's on the kiosk and making that available online through social media at some point soon, too.
And then now, we're going to be doing this probably every month with P4P Real Talk because they're like, this is just, I mean, wait till you see the other mic drops that are coming. This is nothing. This is pretty good. But you gotta understand, there's about 23 of them or so. And you gotta understand, we've been planning this for about 3 to 4 years. So we had a lot of time on our hands to sit there and say, man, this is, and we went at this show, if we were competing at this show, what would we want? And we just let it go. And there's a lot of stuff that hit the cutting floor. But I think we settled on these things that we thought, okay, this is some serious impactful stuff. And stuff like that. And that's what we wanted to do. We didn't want to just be like getting the rat race. You know, you see people, and this is nothing against anyone and stuff like that, is, you know, we didn't want to just, you know, do what everybody else is doing, right? Either, you know, here's the cool trophy, or, okay, we bumped the prize money up 5%. But, you know, taxes take about 3 of it. But my thing is, we wanted to do some impactful stuff. We wanted to do some different stuff. Some, like, a lot of people worry about the backstreet of natural bodybuilding, but a lot of people don't pay attention. I know I had this conversation with Kayla for many years about Front Street, and, you know, of how can we get our sport, these shows out there more. Leaf, promoters like Leaf. Now there's more out there, but promoters like Leaf and Brian McCabe, and I, you know, the list. There's who's the guy in New York, the Mr. America guy,
Romer.
Yeah,
Joe Cristiano.
Romer Mendez.
Yeah, they're changing the game, and this is. So these things are happening right now. You don't blink. These are the things that, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, when the sport has blown up, you're going to look back and be like, man, it was right there when it started. And my thing is that, you know, we want to just, you know, impact. We wanted to every single thing that we did, we wanted impact. We didn't want to just be, I mean, we're going to have a lot of sponsors. The show is ridiculous. And the package, wait till we do the mic drops for the sponsors. The mic drops for the sponsors are ridiculous. Nothing you've ever seen before, but I can't get into that. But my thing is that we wanted every mic drop, and that's why we call it mic drops, because we are laying down the gauntlet. We are laying it down. We're saying that no matter, I mean, we just didn't want to throw money at it. We wanted to have something original, something that wasn't done before, something where you look at this and say, man, that even if you don't like bodybuilding, you look at this and you sit there and say, man, that's different. That's
make you
something that, you know, I don't even like bodybuilding, but I like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want and stuff like that. And we didn't want to just do just like sort of like simple stuff. Either, you know, copy, like I said, the easiest thing would do be, okay, let's get an $8,000 trophy and whatnot, but let's not, you know, and then we'll cut the money down for the athlete or whatever. And that's no shot at anyone. I mean, it's basically whatever you think is important, what you think is the deal. What we felt is that we wanted to put a lot of originality into what we do, and we wanted to do stuff for the athlete that was impactful to where they could go do this show. Because, man, athletes work hard, dude. I know from experience. And there's a lot of sacrifices that go into this. And,
yeah,
you know, my thing is when you do this, it's sort of like a lady on wedding day or prom or something like that. You want it to be special, right? You did all, you know,
right.
You waited a long time for this thing, and you want it to be special. And we just want you to come to this and let it be special. Something that, you know, even if you don't like what we're doing, you can sit there and say, man, I got to give them mad respect for raising the bar. even if I don't like it and stuff like that.
Hey,
and that's
JB.
All we can ask for. Yep.
JB.
Yeah.
I got my mama here. You want me to smack her now?
Oh, my goodness.
Is there any questions for Joe?
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Just thank you. So Joe.
Yes.
Just to confirm, Samantha is asking if the kiosk is traveling with the P4P boys, which sounds like.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Anytime we post that
but,
we're going to be somewhere, it'll be with us.
Okay, but they'll also be able to access the same information on the website once you get that up.
Yeah, so the easiest way to find it, what we're going to do is we're going to share it through our social media platform. So if you're not connected with us yet, find us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Those are the three that we use the most. But find us there, and you'll be able to access the survey that way as well. Just give us a couple weeks to get everything ready for that.
Okay, gotcha. And let's see. Brian wants to know, are you still doing a booth at the different shows with your supplements as well?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Nothing changes as far as how we promote our supplements. So we'll still continue to be out about promoting our supplements and sponsoring shows as a vendor.
Now watch this.
Okay.
This is gonna blow. There's gonna be some secret people out there that secretly this is gonna blow their mind. When we look for sponsors, we're gonna extend our hands to our direct competitors too as well. And we will have other supplement companies at our show. Don't be surprised.
Whoa. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's something
so
I wasn't
this,
expecting.
Wait, Mama, don't leave.
Am I lying,
leave,
Joe?
No, that's totally true. Like, there's already people that have contacted me that are interested that will have competing brands there.
Yeah. We here at P4P Muscle, man, we never fear competition. We never either you got the best product or you don't. So my thing is you know, what's the difference between us at someone else's show and our own show? I mean, we're going to promote their brand just like we would promote our brand. And the packages that we're going to lay out for them is going to be like no other place they're going to get. Because here's the difference. We understand what they want. Because we've been in their shoes all across the country, and we know what they want, and we're going to give it to them.
Wow. Mouth drop, not just mic drop.
All right, guys. We got about five.
So here's my big thing with that. There's a lot of people, and this is my little 10-second rant. A lot of people talk support of the athletes, and there's some people who just do it. And my thing I feel P4P is doing it and stuff like that. And it's like what I told Kayla, you know, just because you don't hear stuff from us, that's because we in the lab creating some stuff. And my thing is that you know, our goal is, you know, we want to raise the bar and stuff like that. There's examples all over the place that you know, we feel the support in the athletes. And we'll have a montage on that, you know, from the $300 that we went across the nation giving everybody. That's what got Kalen to the posing awards, remember, did you see the one where we put there was customers that bought product, we put them in the money case and they could grab money?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we did that too as well. And, you know, in true P4P fashion, wait, there's going to be some real stuff. Let me put it this way. If you come to our show, get a front seat. Trust me. Get a front
buy your tickets
seat.
Early.
Get
all
a
right,
front
guys.
Seat because there's going to be some stuff happening. Am I lying, Joe?
No, you want to be close. Be close to the stage.
You want to be close.
No, you're quite right.
You want to be close because what's going to drop, that's going to be the final mic drop.
All right.
We can call him JB Fresh. The show.
It's going to go viral, baby. It's gonna go viral when they see it on social media. They ain't gonna believe it. They they're going to think it's fake.
All right, well, we're ready. We're on pins and needles. Joe, one last right. question here because we're about running out of time. Anthony right. wants to know who
we'll
is doing
back.
Your
we'll
drug testing for the show. You'll be back. I know. I got my calendar ready. But the question on deck is, who's doing the drug testing for the show?
We're so far out right now that, honestly, it's not booked yet. We have two labs that we know of that are very, very good, one in Utah, one in California. But we've actually worked with one of them in the past, and we are comfortable with them. And then as far as polygraph testing goes, we've had a lot of phone calls out at this point, but we'll be working with some of the other NGA promoters to figure out who's done a good job around this area. So we're so far out right now that I don't have all of those details booked yet. And as soon as we do, everybody will know. We'll put it out.
But it will be tested, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Wow. Yeah. And that's not even English, but that's the way I'm feeling in my brain. It's scrambled. It's so much to take in. My brain
yeah.
is going to explode. Any final thoughts, guys,
we have to do this. You know, there's more, and people are going to have more questions as we go along. That's why we're going to have to do multiple shows. And we're going to work on having P4P Real Talk, Fit Talk, and then David Leggett all at that show, too, as well. We're going to have all the podcasts there live. We're going to have them all over station in different spots everywhere and whatnot. There's one other thing I forgot. I might as well tell you this, too, and whatnot, because I don't think this is in the mic drop. There's one other thing. Joe, should I tell them that?
I don't even know what you're going to say.
Nope. Well, we don't have time.
Should I tell them?
Sorry. Unless it's going to be real quick. Because here's what's going to happen. People are like, dang, what is she saying? But it'll cut you off.
Let it flow. Kaylin, are you listening? There's going to be VIP tables where you eat and drink while you watch the show.
Oh, snap.
Waitresses, everything, like a restaurant.
Hey, Ta-da.
Yeah,
there
so
you
that,
go.
I
okay, you got
that
in. That's good.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Gonna be a, that's
that
going to be a little different, too. That's going to be a little different, too. So we're going to, I just want you guys to understand the vibe that's going on here. Is this is going to be straight up, you know, something you ain't never seen before. When you like the service, everything, it's going to be off the charts and stuff like that. So, look, if you're an athlete, get on the website once it's up, the kiosk and whatnot, P4P Undefeated. Get your pre-registration. We're going to coin that phrase. Get your pre-registration so you can get your free drug test and whatnot, be part of history. This is going to be a show like no other and stuff like that. And then if you aren't an athlete and you just want to see just entertainment, which we forget, that's what bodybuilding show is. It's an entertainment too, and we want to provide entertainment. This entertainment is going to be nothing like you ever see. We just got 2.0, the dancing, one of our sponsor dancers, and he's really good. He's going to do this dancing routine on stage that's ridiculous. If you go on our YouTube, check the video out. This dude is ultra talented and stuff like that.
All right,
that.
JB.
So, I mean, we're.
All right, all right. We got to call it.
All right.
We do have to call it. We're sorry. But you know what? They're going to cut us off, and nobody's going to hear anything that you're saying. So,
all right.
Guys,
go ahead,
we're sorry we didn't get all your questions answered, but they're going to be back, so we will save those questions, and we will get them to you. Website, 2 weeks, P4P Undefeated. On behalf of myself, JB, Joe, and Kaylin, your body
is
simple.
If it ain't
simple.
P4P, it ain't for me.
How many
so
drops
let's build
will they
it.
Mic drop? How many mics will they drop?